T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Tributes pouring in for Maryland Congressman and renowned civil rights leader Elijah Cummings, who died overnight from complications from longtime health problems. Cummings represented Maryland's 7th Congressional District, which includes most of Baltimore, since 1996. Over the summer, he had pushed for action on gun control in a speech at the National Press Club.
I'm a man of deep faith, and I believe that prayer works. But the American people are begging us for more than thoughts and prayers. They want action, and guess what? They want it now.
As the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings was a key figure in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The two famously battled online after the president described Baltimore as being rat-infested. Correspondent Karen Travers tells us Mr. Trump today took a different tone.
The president writing, quote, "I got to see firsthand the strength, passion, and wisdom of this highly respected political leader." He adds his work and voice on so many fronts will be very hard, if not impossible, to replace. A notable change in tone from this summer when the president criticized Cummings, saying many times that he had failed his Maryland district and the city of Baltimore. As chair of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings played a key role in investigating the Trump administration.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today called Cummings a leader of towering character and integrity, while Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised him as a legend. Well, New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney will now step into the role as House Oversight Committee chair until Democrats choose a replacement. In the impeachment inquiry, U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland is testifying before House committees today. Correspondent Manu Raju says Sondland's expected to testify what has been described as a shadow foreign policy on Ukraine led by Rudy Giuliani at the direction of the president.
What Sondland testifies to is that it was very important for the Ukrainian government to have a meeting with the president to talk about how they can bolster this key strategic alliance. But the president was just not interested in that because he had directed the U.S. officials, government officials, to talk to his personal attorney first, deal with Rudy Giuliani first. And that's a significant statement here. I mean, it's saying that Rudy Giuliani was interested in potentially helping the president's 2020 election. That's what he learned. Gordon Sondland learned later that that could be what Rudy Giuliani's agenda was about.
And so in his prepared remarks, he was expected to say that he was disappointed that Mr. Trump directed him to work with Giuliani and that he believes it's wrong to invite a foreign government to conduct investigations for the purpose of influencing American elections. Well, today, a fourth person arrested in a campaign finance violation case with ties to Giuliani will go before a judge in Manhattan. The two Giuliani associates arrested are accused of making illegal campaign contributions to a congressman and a super PAC supporting President Trump with the intention of getting the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine fired. At the time, Giuliani was trying to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is delivering what he says is his most comprehensive take yet on social media and freedom of expression.
People no longer have to rely on traditional gatekeepers in politics or media to make their voices heard, and that has important consequences. And I understand the concerns that people have about how tech platforms have centralized power. But I actually believe that the much bigger story is how much these platforms have decentralized power by putting it directly into people's hands.
Zuckerberg went on to say that sites like Facebook and the internet in general need to find a fair balance between allowing free speech and blocking hateful and offensive content. Nearly 3 months later, an arrest in the playground shooting that left one person dead and 11 others wounded over the summer at the Old Timers Day gathering in Brownsville.
The NYPD not saying yet what led to them finding Kyle Williams, but they say he's the man who's behind this violent shooting here at the playground on Christopher Avenue in late July. Kyle Williams, who lives on Bristol Street, just a couple of blocks from the shooting scene, now charged with murder, attempted murder, weapons possession, and other charges. And the barrage of gunfire that killed 38-year-old Jason Pagan and wounded 11, those injured ranging in age from 21 to 55. Now, Pagan was an alleged member of the Bloods gang who had just gotten out of jail in January. That's possibly why witnesses were afraid to come forward, even despite that $20,000 reward. There still could be more arrests coming forward here, but police say Williams was the shooter, and he's in custody. Glenn Schuck, 10-10 wins at the 7-3 precinct here in Brownsville.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.